The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The U.S. military is being destroyed by the vaccine. That's not the only headline I have for you. I basically have three headlines crammed in here. Civilian sickness skyrockets, and we have government data backing that up. And then Australian excess death up by 5,162%. Again, using their government data. This is, it's really amazing. When people say it's a conspiracy theory, this is their data. It's just they won't tell you this stuff. The media will never tell you that they did this to you. They will always act like, okay, well, we can just move on. Remember when they kind of, they tried to do that. Where they, can we just forget what happened with COVID-19 and stuff and just move on? Well, guess what? The vaccine, which clearly is a bioweapon, if you've followed what it's doing, if you don't follow what it's doing, you wouldn't know that it's a bioweapon. That's what's so sad. But it's no doubt a bioweapon is doing more damage now than it was before when they first implemented it. Exactly as we predicted. This is not a surprise. This is a holy cow episode. It is holy cow with all these headlines, and they're all bam, 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 and I'm going to give you them. But it's not a surprise. I threw a gauntlet down, a different gauntlet than I did at the beginning when I said, at the beginning, if we're wrong, excess death will go down. I knew that in a year we would have reports of excess death going up, proving that the vaccine is killing people. There was no doubt. And I said, I'll throw the gauntlet down. If excess death goes down, it will prove us wrong as long as we know the statistics aren't fudged and lying, because I don't believe what the government tries to spew at us, obviously. But excess death went up. They didn't even hide it. They didn't even try to hide it. They just don't report it. And so we know the vaccine, it went up beyond any numbers. Insurance companies reporting 40% increase in excess death in working age. Do you know when they introduced the vaccine, the number one living class, the working class age between, I don't know if it's starting at 24 or 18, it might be starting at 24 to 65, was normally like the lowest number of deaths is where you would find that kind of thing. And after the vaccine, that group became the number one group with deaths in it. Massive excess death. Unbelievable. It was more dangerous, as Edward Dowd would say, it became more dangerous statistically to be employed than to be unemployed. Why? Because employers were forcing or pushing people to get vaccinated. And if you were unemployed, you didn't have to go out and get vaccinated, and therefore you didn't, a lot of people. And so that's why the employed, it became more dangerous, more likely to die if you're employed than unemployed, which is amazing because that should never be the situation. So I also threw a gauntlet down saying that I believe that people are getting sick more and more and more often. It has to be happening. I'm seeing it with my own eyes. So I know at some point we're going to be able to prove it. And that proves what we have said, that the vaccine damages your immune system. If your immune system has been damaged by the vaccine, which we know it does do that scientifically, we know it does, then you will be getting sick more often. You who have been vaccinated, especially multiple times, if you've damaged your immune system, you have a harder time fighting off any coronavirus, the common cold. To you, it will always feel like COVID-19 because it's going to feel way worse to you too. Your immune system's damaged, so any cold you get is going to be rock you. It's going to rock you. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this cold was so bad. It had to have been COVID-19. No, it's probably the common cold. It's probably the common cold. Your immune system is damaged. So everything is going to feel horrible. People are going to go to the hospital more often for coronaviruses, things that you wouldn't normally go to the hospital for, where you would just sit at home and eat chicken noodle soup and not feel good and want to sleep. Now people are going to be like, I think I need to go to the hospital. It's so bad because your immune system's damaged. But I haven't had stats to back that up until now. And I will give you that. And then I have the Australian data. The Australian data of excess deaths being up 5,162%. I can't make this stuff up. You think I would destroy my credibility by making any of this up? Look, anyone can go back through the histories of my shows and see I have been on the whole time. And go back at the very beginning when they first introduced the vaccine and my headlines looked ridiculous, like conspiracy theories. And now they're common knowledge. The things that we were saying then are still the exact same things I'm saying now. But now it's becoming more common knowledge because you have official data that proves we were right the whole time. First, let me start with Bannon's War Room, Todd Wood, talking about the vaccine mandates and how they're destroying the U.S. military. Talk about a bioweapon. We said, if China's behind this, and China has paid off and owns the Biden administration, why do you think the Biden administration pushed so hard to make sure that our military got vaccinated? And if China has produced a bioweapon, or we have ourselves, because we just hate ourselves that much, then it's going to destroy our soldiers. You're going to see it statistically. It's going to damage our military to where we have no military readiness. Do you know we're there? No, you don't know that because the media will never tell you what you're about to hear. Take a listen.
We had Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long from Fort Rucker. She's a flight surgeon down there. She's in charge of 4,000 soldiers. And the massive vaccine injuries that she is seeing, I mean, it was a really emotional testimony from her. She had two heart attacks just this week. She's got massive numbers of pericarditis, myocarditis. She's got thyroid issues. She's got turbo cancers that are just, she had one couple who were both vaxxed, a military couple. Their child died in utero. They can no longer have children. I mean, the massive injuries are just shocking, and this needs to get out. We also had Dr. Ryan Cole, who talked about that this is not a vaccine, and do not take any more of these shots. If you care about your life or your children, do not give them these shots. They are a bioweapon. We had Sasa Latipova, who you have had on before. DOD is running this entire program, and the DOD leadership is intentionally harming our soldiers.
There's one thing about being a clinical trial that's not working and thing. What do you mean the vaccine's a bioweapon? What evidence do you have of that, sir?
It's according to the
virus is a bioweapon. There's no doubt. Give me one.
Sasha Latipova, who you've had on your show, has described that these are bio countermeasures by the DOD documents. They are bio warfare countermeasures, and there is no difference between defensive or offensive countermeasures. In her words, and she's the
you're saying the vaccine is a countermeasure.
Yes, run by DOD. This is an illegal clinical trial without informed consent. So we
that
also
that part
had,
I agree with. I'll check at the outset. So
hold on, I agree with 100% of what he's saying, that it is a bioweapon. Whether our DOD is doing it on purpose or they're just stupid, it's definitely a bioweapon. Here's how I know for a fact. They admitted at the very beginning that people in their 20s, college age, or kids are not even affected by COVID-19. They weren't even getting sick. Even if they got it, they wouldn't have even known that they had it for most of them. Meaning they admitted there was absolutely no danger for young people or healthy people to get a vaccine because they're not in danger. Yet they mandate they get a vaccine, meaning the vaccine cannot help them. They admit because they're not in any danger. But the vaccine has side effects. Therefore, the vaccine, the risks way outweigh any benefit, and there are zero benefits to the vaccine, zero. So it is a fact that they knew the vaccine could only harm the soldiers and could not be a benefit to them, since COVID-19 was not even a threat to them. Therefore, I know for a fact that they did it on purpose to harm soldiers. Somebody did. The others are following orders. It's coming from the Biden administration. The Biden administration did it. But who owns the Biden administration? We know for a fact China owns the Biden administration. China has given Biden's family members and Biden himself millions and millions of dollars. That's a fact. That's on record. There are banking records proving that to be a fact. So Joe Biden is owned by the Communist Party of China, who is our enemies. And Joe Biden mandates that our military gets the Chinese bioweapon. You know why I say it's a Chinese bioweapon? Because a lot of people don't know that the ingredients, this is a fact, are made in China. And Pfizer lies when they say that they make the vaccine. No, they mix the vaccine down in the United States. But the ingredients come all the way from China. That we have proven on this show. That came from the Pfizer documents, where we found out there was some company called Fosun. I think it's F-U-S-U-N or F-O-S-U-N. I think it's F-O-S-U-N. Fosun, the Chinese company that made 1 billion doses. And what they would do was give it to BioNTech in Germany. Then BioNTech would give those ingredients to Pfizer. And then Pfizer would mix it down in the United States of America and say, made in the USA, baby. Now let's inject it into our soldiers. Thanks, China. That's a fact. That's not my opinion. Those are facts that we have uncovered through other news reports in this show. So, yes, it's a bioweapon. Yes, someone at the DOD does not care and is purposefully harming our soldiers. You know, General Milley admitted to being basically a traitor to Donald Trump and said he wouldn't follow Donald Trump's orders and would even warn China if Trump were to ever attack China when Trump was president. So if that came out, yes, we have evil communists in our military that probably want to harm our own soldiers because the evidence is there. They are harming our soldiers. The evidence is there. If it wasn't there, wouldn't the Department of Defense pull the vaccine immediately after seeing all these horrible statistics? How come they're not pulling the vaccine? How come they're not saying, oh my gosh, we've had too much. We're harming our soldiers way too much. Look at all these side effects. Look at myocarditis. We got to pull the vaccine. How come they don't do that? Because they're purposefully harming you. Purposefully to bring America down, to destroy America's military, weaken America, destroy the Western world, and then China thinks it will take over the rest of the world. That's what's going on. And if you don't believe me, it's because you haven't been paying attention for the last 2 years and don't know the stuff that I know and have not seen the stuff that I presented. But anyone who's seen the majority of my shows knows I'm telling 100% the truth because they've seen the evidence with their own eyes over and over and over again. I'm going to give you a little more for more room.
And so what was the takeaway from the military families? What is the military families feel like they're under siege, or what was the general takeaway?
They are disgusted with what's happening in the military. The DEI, we deep into the history of Marxist ideology with Dr. Ron Scott from STARS. And what they are doing is exactly the same thing they did in the Cultural Revolution. It's just different language. And that needs to be understood.
You mean the diversity, equity, inclusion is just like the Cultural Revolution and what Mao tried to do and destroy the traditional family. And you're seeing this in the military now being enforced by the Pentagon?
By the Pentagon. Okay,
that is proof. Mao did it to destroy who? His own people. For power. These people are destroying their own people, thinking they're going to have more power in a global government. Even though we are the superpower, that's how dumb they are. They're so stupid. I got to move on because I have the other headlines. I've got to show you this. I kept telling you that people are getting sick more often. I can see it. I know it just in my personal life, but I have not seen any evidence or someone showing data showing that, but I know it has to be. Well, now we have it. Now we have that data. Thanks to Ed Dowd again. Ed Dowd's the former BlackRock portfolio manager, great with numbers, great with charts. He took healthcare data and put it together, and he's saying this proves VAIDS. I just put it this way. This proves the immune system has been damaged by the vaccine. And I said, if people's immune systems have been damaged by the vaccine, then people will be getting sick more often. But how can we prove that people are getting sick more often? How about, are people calling off getting sick from work way, way more often? Yes, and you're going to see the data line go like what it would normally be, always near the same, to skyrocket. Take a look.
Basically, it exploded starting in 2021 and 2022. In the absence data in 2020, we had, you know, absence data go up, as you would suspect. People were getting sick. People were shut down. People were, yeah, there it is. Just that, if you look, you're a math guy, you're a chart guy. Look at this.
Hold on. I'm going to give you more of that. The absence data in 2020, it starts there. But remember, in 2020, they were forcing people to stay home for 2 weeks. Understand this. Forcing. You get the sniffles and your employer, like, you got to stay home. You can't come back. You got to stay home. And yet 2020 doesn't even have the numbers of sickness and call offs and days off as after 2020, which is way more when they're not forcing, unless some employers might be. But for the most part, people aren't saying they have COVID. They're just supposed to be sick, maybe be out for 3 days or whatever. But if your immune system has been damaged, every sickness you get might last you 2 weeks. But you're clearly getting sick more often. But remember, a lot of people weren't even sick. They were just testing positive, and it was a false positive. You took a PCR test because they were forcing you in. I tested positive. Now I have to stay home. I feel fine. I'm not even sick. You had all that crap going on, and it still doesn't account for what it is to this day, proving that the vaccine is outdoing even that scam. That's amazing. Look.
The slope of that line, it's accelerating. And the standard deviation in 2020 was 3 from the baseline we calculated from 2002 to 2019. It's pretty steady, these absence rates. It went 3 standard deviations above in 2020, which you could make a case that we could expect that. Then it went to 5 standard deviations in 2021 and then 11 in 2022. So there's evidence that people are continuing to get sick over time. And I hate to say this, but this data is evidence that we have what a lot of doctors are talking about, which is VADES, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So there's a lot of studies that have been done by the doctors that suggest the immune system gets blown up by the vaccine. Okay. Give me that.
Yeah, because no way you could have 5 or 11 standard deviation shift. Give me that term again. That term of our, I want everybody to under. This is nomenclature. People are going to have to understand. Give me that nomenclature
It's called VADES. VADES, vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So there's been a lot of studies by, the Cleveland Clinic came out and said that people who have been vaccinated seem to get COVID more and more than an unvaccinated.
Of course they do, because their immune system has been damaged. And see, things are getting worse. If things weren't getting worse, 2020 would have peaked and we would see things going down. But the vaccine is actually doing more damage to people now than it did in 2021, than it did in 2022. And that chart does not look like it's done peaking. That means 2023, you're going to have even more people calling off. Small businesses are going to be smashed by this, most likely, if this keeps going up and up. People are going to get sick more and more, easier and easier. And the viruses are going to spread easier and easier. And that means even unvaccinated people will see a rise in getting sick. Not because, the same thing has happened to them. No, it's because you're going to be around as an unvaccinated person. Way more people getting sick who are vaccinated often. They're getting vaccinated. They've been vaccinated and they're getting sick all the time, and they're around you at your workplace, giving you double, triple, quadruple the chance of you getting whatever sickness they have. So you might get sick slightly more often. Hopefully your immune system fights it off, and it will. Better, you won't get as sick as much as them, for sure. But you see, it's really a pandemic of the vaccinated. And the vaccinated are dangerous to the unvaccinated. But they lied and said the opposite. I don't even like to say dangerous, because we're not like that. We're not trying to divide people. But if there was ever, if you could ever say it, vaccinated people are people that unvaccinated people want to avoid. That's the facts. But people still don't believe it. How about this? Secret government documents confirm COVID-19 vaccine rollout caused excess death in Australia to increase by 5,162%. The expose is always great, giving the data and the charts. Take a listen.
Secret government documents confirm COVID-19 vaccine rollout caused excess deaths in Australia to increase by 5,162%. Secretive data, strangely given to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, by the Australian government confirms the first 38 weeks of the year 2021 saw a shocking 1,452% increase in excess deaths following the rollout of the COVID-19 injections compared to the same period in 2020. Unfortunately, as the months passed, the situation only worsened. By 2022, the nation was hit by a devastating blow, with a shocking 5,162% increase in excess deaths in the first 38 weeks of the year following the repeat rollout of the COVID-19 injections compared to the first 38 weeks of 2020, at the alleged height of the pandemic. But instead of the people of Australia being in shock and disbelief at this devastating increase in excess deaths, they are carrying on with their lives, none the wiser as to what has happened. Why? Because their government and their mainstream media refuse to tell them the truth and instead fill their heads with propaganda and lies on a daily basis. Secretive data on deaths and excess deaths in Australia has been handed to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. And that data reveals the following. Australia suffered 11,068 excess deaths in 2021 and then a shocking 22,730 excess deaths by week 38 of 2022. This is in stark contrast to 2020, when only 1,306 excess deaths were recorded during the alleged height of the COVID pandemic and prior to the rollout of the COVID injections.
It's really amazing, folks. It's what we've said. More and more people are dying because, as we have said, the vaccine, what we worried about, will cause people to die slowly. If it's harming people's immune systems, they want people to die 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later. And then you will say, oh, it wasn't the vaccine. They got vaccinated 3 years ago. But they have myocarditis. They have blood clotting. They have stuff that they won't even know. They'll die of strokes and heart attacks. And you can't prove it because people die of those things. This is what they were counting on. So, no, that happens all the time. Not if there's massive excess death and it continues to increase by astronomical numbers, then we know it is happening. It isn't a coincidence. It isn't that your relative died all of a sudden and, well, I guess that happens. No, it doesn't just happen. It was the vaccine. Until proven otherwise, always assume it was the vaccine. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. Believe it. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.